Creativity isn't following a plan or a known path. Creativity is about curiosity. It's about connection with ourselves. And I think in the habit of wondering, we can find the freedom behind all these expectations.
Hi, and welcome to Lead Well, the podcast for you if you want to get better at leading yourself and leading others. This is Christine Schickinger, your host, looking into how you can achieve peak performance while keeping a peaceful mind.
In today's episode, I'm excited to introduce Verena Meyer-Kolbinger, an extraordinary artist, coach, and visionary.
Hi, Christina.
So let me share a bit about you. Verena is a vibrant blend of business acumen and artistic soul. Rooted in a gardener's family, she channels nature's beauty into abstract floral art. Her journey, shaped by a deep longing for a creative life, led her from leading a design agency to establishing herself as an artist and creativity coach. As the co-founder of CGO, she combines her passion for creativity with strategic expertise. Now she empowers others to embrace their multifaceted selves, a living proof that you can thrive at the intersection of art, coaching, and enterprise. Her story and insights inspire us to create, to be bold, and to live fully. Wow. Welcome.
I hope I'm not a disappointment after this beautiful introduction. Thank you.
Sure. And we got to know each other when we went to a coaching course together. And at that time, I think you were still working in the corporate world. Is that true?
Yes, yes. I'm always with one foot in the corporate world and one foot in the art world. But at the point we both met, I was struggling. I was struggling between both. Both didn't feel, let's say, comfortable or fitting, something like that.
Oh.
Till now, till today, I'm having a little feather from you, which you gave me. I think it must be around 10 years ago.
Yay.
You gave me, and it's in one of my art supply bags. And yeah, you are accompanying me.
Wow. Oh, that's so nice. That's so nice to know. Of course, I have followed you not only on social media, and I have seen you evolve into this wonderful artist. And I know you're a tough businesswoman as well. So you obviously have a big role in both, and that's business and the art. So may I ask you, how have you navigated those two worlds that seem to be so far apart, and you obviously are bringing them together?
Yeah. And I think for that, we have to go through a kind of journey, because the life which I'm living now, there were years in which I couldn't imagine that these worlds can fit together, and it pulled me apart. So I want to start with this journey with my beginnings, and my beginnings was that I always wanted to be an artist. I always wanted to be an artistic person. And you said that I'm rooted in a gardener family. So I was always surrounded by people who, on one side, cultivated plants, and on the other side, my mother, she was a florist. She made beautiful things with plants. And so I could see both things. And the other thing was my grandfather. My grandfather had a major impact on my life.
Okay.
He was a gardener. He was an explorer. He was an orchid cultivator. He traveled through the whole world to look after orchids. He was always curious. He was always full of ideas and projects. And he taught me that it's so important to follow the own passion and be open and curious at the same time. So he was a passionate person and an entrepreneur on the other side. And I always wanted to combine these two worlds, the freedom of creativity, of colors, and on the other side, these structured, traditional ways, which I found in business with a kind of safety. Because there's a way you are running a business, you are starting a business, and the artistic world is without any rules. So this was a kind of an internal conflict, which I had, and it's like a red thread for my whole life. And I had to figure out that it's possible to live both. To balance both, let's say, roots.
Oh, wow. So it's not either or, it's really both for you.
Yeah, it is. I remember as I started my studies, in my heart, I wanted to study the arts, free arts. But there was a kind of voice inside of me that told me art isn't safe. And back in the 80s, we hadn't so much role models. We had no social media and internet. You had to go into the library or watch the TV movies, which are offered in our free German programs. And I remember there was a TV show about the father of a family, and he had his graphic design studio in the basement. And that was a kind of aha moment for me. Okay, there's an opportunity that it's possible to work free as an artist and you can earn your money because there are clients who are asking for several things. And that's the reason I decided to study graphic design because of a TV show.
Oh, wow. That's great. That was the influence in our age. Now there is social media and so many different things, but
And even as I finished my studies and I had a professor, he allowed me to work really free and I could do illustrations far away from the demands of curriculum. I wasn't a shell. I couldn't imagine living with art and being successful, being recognized by the outside, reaching some goals. That at this time, it didn't fit together for me.
And when did you manage to break that shell?
After my studies, I've started an advertisement agency together with a partner. And it was a kind of creativity and there was structure in it. But as we grow, especially I was so busy with looking for clients, selling designs, selling pitches. So the creativity part or a creative part shrank more and more and more. And I was yearning for something different, but I couldn't explain what it is. And I thought at that time that I lost my creativity. I thought, okay, there isn't something to create in me. There isn't a voice. So this change, this transformation, let's say, it happened in a special moment. But it started with this deep dissatisfaction. I felt after time disconnected to that voice inside me that thrived me to love creating for the sake of the pure creation. And I've lost that totally. And that threw me into a kind of a depression. And I had to find a way out of it.
And how did you find out? Was this inner work? Could you do it on your own? Were there some other people involved? Was there a specific event situation involved? So how did you finally manage to find your creativity or rediscover your creativity?
I felt something isn't right. All I wanted to have, or I thought I wanted to have this agency, and I was the leader. There wasn't an impact. There was this hole. So I was looking for coaches, I was looking for therapy, but they couldn't help me because they didn't ask me the right questions. So I started to develop my own self-coaching program. And you asked me how I've guided myself through that. I had always, and that came from my grandfather. He always told me and my sister, the only person you can really rely on is yourself. Only you can help yourself if you are looking at the roots of the thing that lets you suffer. And a thing of mine was, I was always full of ideas, and I had always a kind of a problem structure my ideas. So I was writing, I wrote, I journaled to get a kind of a clear mode in my head. And so I started to journal a lot. And I realized, okay, there's a kind of runaway mode in myself. And I read about our instincts, about our nervous system, that this is a reaction of stress. So I started to look for things which are giving me a kind of relief, and that was painting. And not painting to do something beautiful, where some people are saying, oh, this is so beautiful, oh, you can portrait that so good, oh, you can do this and that. Just for me, just spreading out some paint, just feel the texture, see colors, just for me. And it calmed me so much down. So it was a kind of a combination which I gave myself. On one side, recognizing what is happening, what are my worries, and what calms me down. And in that process, I recognize, okay, art is something which I'm missing. And I recognize the next thing. And that thing was that as an artist, you are doing your practice, you are learning your skills while you are copying other artists. You are copying skills. And you make these skills into your own and into your kind of style. But there is another side of an artist, and that is the inner artist. And my inner artist couldn't be copied by someone else. So I had to go in a kind of a dialogue with myself. With all the parts of me, and I could see that this artist inside me is having so many kinds of behaviors. There's a shy artist, there's a anxious artist, there's a vibrant, there's a powerful, there's a colorful, there's a just, yeah, go forever. Yeah, and there is a structured part in me, and a part who loves to lead, a part who loves to see how people are acting together. And now I'm getting to the point of your question. I realize, okay, I am both. I'm not just an artist. This wouldn't be enough for me. And I'm not just a businesswoman. I'm both, and both sides want to get seen. Both sides want to be an own kind of creator, because you're creating with art, and you're creating, you are bringing something to life with business too. And at the end, it's the same kind of creativity.
So the question I'm now asking myself, are you being different roles, or is this one Verena with different aspects? How are you experiencing that?
And that took me the longest because I was busy with living the separate roles, like in different rooms, to get a clear cut between them. Because my believing was, if I'm acting like an artist, like I'm talking now, I'm talking in pictures, there aren't the perfect words, doesn't matter, it has to get out. And if I'm acting like that in a business environment, people would think that I'm not capable, that I'm not good enough, that I can structure a meeting. So I was busy to separate them. And it took me, let's say, 5 years after I decided to give up the art agency, just work as a creative coach and an artist, to see that I love to be both. And the funny thing is, so often, and I think you know that too, for us, we don't see the truth. We are overthinking and seeing ourselves in different shades. The outside didn't see a problem, especially my husband. For him, it was always totally clear. Why do you want this separation?
Wow.
And today, I can live these both sides together. I am what I am, and I'm sitting now in your podcast. In the next hour, I'm having an art workshop, so I'm ready to work with my clients. 5 years ago, I would change these clothes and would have a nice shirt and a blazer and thing. Doesn't matter.
So you mentioned your workshop and your clients. I guess you also have different ways of working with clients then.
I truly have. So this workshop, which I'm having in the afternoon, these women want to paint a kind of the inner power painting. And so this is a very personal workshop. They will go out that night with a painting which reminds them of their own strength. Other workshops for companies, they are more about a kind of a team building. So I'm not going so deep because people don't want that. So I'm adjusting my creativity to that, what is asked for. Can you say that? Is that right?
Yeah, that's great.
And another point, and if I'm looking on the business which I'm running with my husband, the CGO, Chief Growth Office, in this company, I'm not visible. I'm in the back. I'm doing all the texts and ideas and work in the back. And I love that. I love that because I know in this business framework in which we are working, as this colorful kind of paradise bird, I would just irritate. And that's not the purpose of our business. So I can step back and do just the creation. Everything, it's me, and every part is me. And I love to live all of them.
Wow. And there is even another type of work that you're doing, and that is helping other people to rediscover their own creativity. So how are you doing that? How do you guide them to discover what they have inside?
Right now, I'm doing that just with a course. And this is the workshop or the program which I developed for myself to get myself and all these parts of my creative self, make it visible for me. Sometimes I'm doing this art workshops like I'm doing tonight, or I'm doing one-on-ones. But I realized for many people, and if I'm looking back on my own way, I can understand that. If you are discovering your inner artist, you are not doing that in a kind of a boot camp. It's not a way which you are starting now, and it will end in exactly 9 weeks. It's a process, and it's a process which is affected by so many circumstances, by people which you are meeting, by triggers which you find. So it wasn't easy for me to put this coaching into a program because I deeply believe that finding my creativity is finding myself.
And I think I remember one thing you said when we prepared for this interview is that it's a lot of work as well. So it's not something that is just happening and 1 minute to the other, I suddenly have creativity.
Yeah.
It's hard work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And let's say in that way, I had a problem in the last year with the way we are learning in social media that you can fix everything with a special plan if you are just doing this, that, that, and that, and that. So many people came to me in the last years and asked, please help me. I'm grieving. I'm losing my creativity. I want to be an artist. But I would say more than a half didn't want to take the work. And the work is hard. And I'm often hearing from my program, oh, Verena, your program is so nice. It helped me so much, but it's such a thing. Yeah, it's such a thing to peel off all these believings and all these, it should be like this, I should be like that. It is hard, but it's worth, because underneath is this glittery, shiny, beautiful thing which you are.
And you have to peel all the onions off before you can see it. So as a final question, when I would ask you, what is your key message for creatives out there or for everyone, anyone who thinks they have a creative core inside? So what would that message be?
The message would be, start with following your joy and start with practicing to wonder.
Wow.
Because creativity isn't following a plan or a known path. Creativity is about curiosity. It's about connection with ourselves. And I think in the habit of wondering, we can find the freedom behind all these expectations which we are having, self-expectations and expectation how things has to be or the result will be. It's always for me. And I think it will be a challenge till the end of my life. Choosing wandering.
So wonder and also be curious.
And do things where you find joy. And if it's like painting a little sign with the tip of your boots into a mud hole.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Things like that. That is seeing wonders. Playing with that and recognizing what it makes or what happens inside. Because we aren't machines. We aren't predictable. We are so special.
And that's something that artificial intelligence will never be able to create because, as you said, we aren't predictable. That's wonderful. Well, Verena, it was so lovely to talk and I could go on forever. Let's share with our audience, where can they find your artwork? Where can they find you, your courses? Where can they find out more about you?
Yeah. So This is a kind of a little library of several domains.
Okay. So we'll link them into the in the show notes. Absolutely. So that's great. Thank you so much. And I'm sure there will be people interested in your work and also see your lovely paintings, which are huge and very small. You're so versatile. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming, Verena. It was lovely having you.
I thank you for having me. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And thanks to all our listeners. Bye.
This was Lead Well. Now, what is the one thing that you're taking away from this episode? Please share in the comments below and do share the podcast with your friends and family. But only if you like it.